to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with that, what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. My brothers and my sisters, I ask that you would join me in a word of prayer as we share on the sermon subject, "It's the Right Time." Let's turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, it's the right time. It's the right. It's the right time. It's the right time." Let us look to the Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Grateful, God, for this day. Grateful for this moment. But most grateful, God, for we're in the right place at the right time. So, God, in Jesus' name, grab a hold of me and use me to your honor, to your glory. Speak to me and through me. Save somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody, set the captive free. And we'll be blessed and honored to give your name all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. It's the right time. My brothers and my sisters, as we come here today, as we gather here today on the last Sunday of the decade, as we gather here today on the last Sunday of 2019, as we gather here today, a poised and positioned to move into 2020, I've come by to bear witness to you that it's the right time. It's an interesting thing, time. It's an interesting thing, the passage of time. It's an interesting thing because folks say that time heals all wounds. It's an interesting thing because when you look at time, I think about a song that I used to hear as a young man by the Steve Miller Band called Fly Like an Eagle. And which he talked about that time keeps on slipping into the future. Have I got at least one witness in the house today? Amen. I knew I had some old school folks in the house. Amen. And so as you look at time, what's most interesting to me is the need for the right time. It's amazing to me about how in one season, in one time period, something can be such a big issue, but over time you can look back and it become a distant memory. When you think about even the passage of this year, there were things that at the end of 2018, as you were going into 2019, that it was a big concern, major anxiety, major challenge for you. But when you look back over the year, it's a memory, and it seems so far away. Truth be told, if you look at it, we came out of 2018 going into 2019, and this region focused on the government shutdown. But now we're dealing with an impeachment. Amen, somebody? It's an interesting thing to me, but a time can shift things in a way that the government shutdown seems like a memory, but it was only a year ago. But if you look at time and the passage of time, I mean, think about it. We're about to go into a new decade. Think about what was your biggest issue at the beginning of 2010? What was your biggest concern at the beginning of 2010? What was your biggest area of anxiety at the beginning of 2010? And I dare say that when you look at it, it's a distant memory to you, and some it's even hard to think about what it was because time has been able to navigate, and God has been good over time. Amen? Is there anybody here that you can admit that when you look back at who you were in 2010 to who you are right now about to hit 2020, that you've got to say that God has been good to me, that when you look back over what your issues were, what your concerns were, what your challenges were, or what your major anxiety was at the beginning of 2010, and you look back and you realize that's a distant memory, you've got to say that God has been good. And I've come by to bear witness to somebody that the same God yesterday is the same God today is the same God forevermore. So the same God that you prayed to at the beginning of 2010 to work out whatever that was is the same God that can meet you as you're about to be on the last Sunday of 2019 going into 2020. The same God that blessed you before is the same God that can bless you right now. I wish I had somebody in here who could grab a hold of and connect to that, because God can move through time, amen? That God can bless you in the midst of time. And as we look and we look at this scripture, what we will realize is we look at Jesus, and Jesus, literally time shifted when Jesus came. And if you look at it, when you look at the Greco-Roman calendar, as they went to shape the Greco-Roman calendar, it is measured by the fact of before Christ and after Christ. Amen? It is measured by the fact of Jesus' birth literally shifted the fabric and our even way that we count time, the way that we look at time was shifted by the fact of his mere presence on this word, that Jesus came to bring about a new season. Jesus came to bring about the kingdom of God. Jesus came and he shifted the shaping and the framework of time. And I've come by to let you know right here, as we on the last Sunday of 2019, about to go into a new year and a new decade and a new season, that it's the right time. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's the right time. Right time for what, Reverend? You've got to answer to what. I've just come by to let you know it's the right time. I don't know what your what, because your what may be different than his what. His what may be different than your what. But whatever you stand in need of, it's the right time. If it's about starting a business, it's the right time. It's about going back to school, it's the right time. It's about healing that relationship, it's the right time. If it's about saying I'm sorry, it's the right time. It's about stopping that dysfunctional behavior, it's the right time. Turn to somebody and tell them, neighbor, it's what? The right time. What's right time? One of the first things you've got to understand, if you're going to be able to move in this season of it being the right time, is you don't despise small beginnings. Turn to somebody and say, don't despise small beginnings. One of the things that is amazing to me is that here you have Mary, here you have Joseph, and they've got the baby Jesus. They've got the baby Jesus, the infant Jesus, and they have just named him Jesus, and now they've taken him to the temple because it was commonplace. It was a tradition to be able to take him and consecrate him to God. You're taking Jesus to the temple to consecrate him to God. Now, you got to remember that they had this baby, and then shepherds came by. The angels sing to the shepherds, and they're dealing with what can this child become? They take him to the temple. This Jesus, Jesus is a baby. Didn't I say what? Jesus is a what? A baby. Jesus is a baby. Jesus has not healed anybody yet. Amen, somebody. Jesus has not raised anyone from the dead yet. Jesus has not caused the blind to see yet. Jesus is drinking mother's milk. Amen, somebody. Jesus is a baby. Jesus is not able to even have conversation with them yet. They cannot see all that Jesus is to become, but they still have to understand what has been spoken over him and who he can become. Somebody here today, one of the issues as you are moving into a new season, as you're moving into a new framework of time, as you're moving into a new decade, as you can't despise small beginnings. Too many of us want to be grown before we're a baby. Amen, somebody. Too many of us want our dreams to be fully done before we've allowed them to be able to get the mother's milk they need to be able to grow. That too many of us want to put the cart before the horse, and we want everything to be all that we want it to be before we give it a chance to be able to grow up and to be able to mature in what God has for it. Somebody in the house today, I've come by to give you a word of wisdom today. Don't you despise small beginnings. That I know Jesus just looked like any other baby. Amen, somebody. Jesus looked like any other baby in this time period. He didn't look like much, but he was going to be showing up a whole lot of something. Amen. Somebody here today, it may not look like much right now, but don't despise small beginnings. You may not look like you've got a whole lot going on, but if you just put your hand in the hand of the Lord, then God can take your little bit and make it a whole lot. Have I got anybody in here today that knows that as you start 2020, that I know it's the beginning of a new dream, it's the beginning of a new vision, it's the beginning of a new season. It may not look like much, but I've come by to let you know that by the time you get to 2030, you better watch what the Lord is about to do. That this decade is going to be your season, because it's the right time. Turn to somebody, tell them it's the right time. And I know it may not look like much, but it's still the right time. I know you may not look like you've got it going on, but you still do. I know you may not look like you've got great possibility, but you still do. How do I know you do? Because I know who's in your corner. How do I know that you do? Because I know who's on your side. How do I know that you do? Because I know who's got your back. How do I know that you do? Because we said at that name, every knee would bow and every tongue's got to confess. Have I got somebody in here that can give God a praise for a small beginning? Have I got anybody in here that can give God a shout for a small start? I know it's a small start, but it's a start. Turn to your neighbor and say, I know it's a small start, but it's a start. And as long as you start, you're halfway there. I'm so glad that if you'll just get moving. Don't despise small beginnings, but the second thing you've got to understand is they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. As I look at this scripture, what blows my mind when I look at this scripture is the fact that you have a Simeon. The Bible says that Simeon was a devout man, that Simeon was a blessed man. It said that he was full with the Holy Ghost, and it said that, that Simeon had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. He would not die. The Spirit whispered to him that I'm going to let you stick around until the Messiah comes. And here you have Simeon, but it also said in the temple that day was a woman by the name of Anna. And so you've got Anna, and the Bible says that she stayed in the temple the day and night, that she never left the temple. She was always in the temple in worship and prayer and fasting. Here you have Simeon, and here you have Anna, that both of them are mighty people of God, both of them who would not leave the temple. Simeon has been told by the Spirit that he's going to see the Messiah before he dies. And all of a sudden, all of them are sitting there waiting in the temple when Jesus comes. Turn to your neighbor and say, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. Can you picture what it was like to be Mary and Joseph? Can you picture what it was like to have to have left your area to go back to your family area when your wife is pregnant? Can you picture what it was like, the isolation of having to have a baby in a stable? Can you picture what it was like that nobody in your family's town would take you in and you had to go through all that all by yourself? Now, I know you had some shepherds kind of come, but then the shepherds went back to do their work, and you're sitting here feeling like you're all alone in this. Anybody here, you had to leave some stuff behind? Anybody here, you had to leave some folks behind? Anybody here, you feel like you're isolated, that you know you're doing what God said for you to do? You know you're birthing what God said for you to birth? You know you're moving in the way that God said for you to move? You know that in this season in your life, that you're trying the best you can to do what God has for you to do, and it seems like everybody's falling away? Anybody ever feel a little lonely along this journey? Anybody here feel a little isolated along this journey? And the places you used to go, you can't go no more. But the folks who you used to be with still go to those places. And so they won't hang with you where you are, because they can't get with you where you are. Is there somebody here knows what I'm talking about? But I've come by to let you know, God's got some folks waiting on you that I know, Lord, have mercy, all that you're going through. But God's had some folks waiting on you to get to your right time. The Bible doesn't say
that Anna and Simeon just started going to the temple. The Bible says they've been going to the temple. Anna never would leave the temple. Simeon had been waiting so long that the Spirit had to tell him, I'm not going to let you die until you see it. He's been believing that God would send the deliverance. He's been believing that God would send the Messiah. He's been praying and fasting. Anna's been praying and fasting the whole time there. In other words, they were praying and fasting before Jesus even was born. They were praying and fasting before Mary and Joseph got on a donkey and made their way to Bethlehem. They were praying and fasting before they decided to come to Jerusalem to consecrate them. This wasn't them just getting ready on that day and going to the temple because God told them today was the day. But God had been getting them ready a long time ago. Somebody in the house today, it's the right time. And God's been preparing some folks for you a long time ago. They've been waiting on you to get your life right. They've been waiting on you to get your mind right. They've been waiting on you to get to the right place at the right time. I've come by to let you know they've been waiting on you to speak a word over the blessing that's happening in your life. I'm so glad today to know that there are folks waiting to let me know everything's going to be all right, to let me know I'm not hallucinating what I believe God is doing with me, to let me know that God told them that what came out of me is going to make a difference in the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you will make a difference in the name.
They're waiting on you. But the third thing, and I'm up out of here, you've got to understand is that folks are Googling directions. Turn to your neighbor and say, folks are Googling directions. Even right now, they're clicking on Waze, even right now. Let me help you with the timeline. Here's goes the timeline. The timeline is that Jesus was born, amen, in Bethlehem. The timeline is that on the night of his birth, the angels started singing in the heavens to the shepherds. Hey, cuz, didn't see you over there. And then the shepherds came and greeted Jesus. The timeline is that Jesus' parents, after 8 days, named him Jesus. The timeline is that after the period of purification was ended, they took him to the temple. But there's something missing in the timeline that I saw in Sunday school. You see, when we had the Sunday school play, I saw most of these folks in the play. I remember seeing the play. I remember seeing Elizabeth. I remember seeing Zachariah. I remember being able to see all the animals in the manger. I remember being able to see and sometimes having to play of the angel. And I remember sometimes being the shepherd. But there was another set of characters in the play that I told y'all I remembered being. And that was one of the wise men. And the thing you've got to understand is the wise men didn't show up on the scene until much later after the birth. It was maybe a year or two after the birth. The wise men actually got to the scene. But the wise men started getting ready to go when they saw the star. Turn to your neighbor and say, they saw the star and they're getting directions. You see, if Jesus is still a baby, that means that right now the wise men are packing up the camels. That means that when Jesus was born, they saw the star and they said, it's time for us to make a trip. But you can't just jump up in your car and make that kind of a 1,000-mile trip. But you've got to get things in preparation. You've got to get food supplies in preparation. You've got to get the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh in preparation. And then you've got to decide how you're going to go along the journey. Trying to help somebody here today because I know you feel isolated. I know that you even have heard some good words about what's going to be happening in your life. But you don't see how a way is going to be made. You don't see how it's going to be financed. You don't see how it's going to be provided for. But I've come by to tell somebody at the end of 2019, on the verge of a new decade, that somebody right now
is getting MapQuest. Somebody right now is Googling the directions because God is sending folks to take care of you. That's what I like about this scripture. When I look at the scripture, I realize that they're in the temple and they're getting a good word. And Mary and Joseph are getting excited about what's going to happen for Jesus. But I realize that while they're getting excited, you've got some wise men afar who are getting the caravan ready. I turn to your neighbor and tell them God's getting the caravan ready to see about you. I've got to leave your community of hope. It's been a great year. We've had some ups and we've had some downs. We've had some hills to climb. We've had some great mountaintops. We've had some low valleys. But I've come by today to let you know that even right now in your life, as you move into this new season, as you move into the decade of the upgrade, there's some folks working on direction to get to your location, to take care of everything that God has called you to be. God wouldn't call you to do it if God wouldn't take you through it. God wouldn't call you to be it if God couldn't help you see it. I'm trying to help somebody in here. I know you feel like it's time for your life to change. And I'm coming by to let you know you won't have to do it by yourself. I know you're trying to figure out how you're going to get them babies that right now they babies, but you believe college is in their view and you ain't got two nickels to rub together, but I've come by to let you know some wise men are packing up right now to see about your babies, and they're on the way. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, they're on the way. I don't care what it looks like. They on the way. I don't care what the bill collector says. They on the way. I don't care how they call your phone. They on the way. And because they're on the way, it's the right time. Somebody shout, it's the right time. It's the right season. Bye-bye 2019. I know this is the last Sunday and the last service of the decade at 10 o'clock, but I've come by to let you know I'm looking forward to the decade of the upgrade. I'm looking forward to the decade in which God says, eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and neither has it entered into the hearts of man, woman, boy, or girl, the great things that God has in store. I wish I had somebody in here that could give God an expectation praise. I wish I had somebody in here that could give God an expectation thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done, but I thank you for what's about to happen. Because if I look back over my life and I see how far you've already brought me, my God, Jesus, when I get in my head what you're about to do, I start jumping. When I get in my head what you're about to do, I start shouting. When I get in my head what you're about to do, I start waving. When I get in my head what you're about to do, I start dancing. When I get in my head what you're about to do, I've got to give you the glory. I've got to give you the honor. I've got to give you the praise. I thank you. Lord, I thank you in advance. Lord, I thank you for the hookup. Lord, I thank you for the upgrade. I've been trying to be faithful over a few things. I've been trying to be faithful with the little bit I've got. I've been trying to be faithful all decade long. Faithful in 2010. Faithful in 11 and 12. 13 was rough and I had a fall, but I picked myself back up. Faithful in 14. Have I got a witness in the house today? 15 and 16 and 17, 18 and 19. But Lord, I thank you. I've been faithful. I've tried my best to do my best. I'm not perfect, but I've been faithful. Is there anybody in here? That's your testimony. God, I've tried my best to do my best. And I thank you in 2020, the best is yet to come. Somebody shout, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Because it's the right time. Come on, give God glory in the house today. You know it's the right time. Won't you stand all over the church, all that are able?